Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to this week's segment of Live Without Limits. Today's show title is Techniques to Build an Online Business. And this is an important part to understand about how to grow a business and be very successful. And what I want to start off with is a story. I remember a few years ago when I was still living in Atlanta, I saw on TV an infomercial where someone was telling or advertising that he had an online business that he had built up to $1 million business, and he was going to give everyone the secret. And he used that info commercial to first get people interested. Then he did a morning presentation in several different hotels around the city, where he had an announcer come in and talk about the program and show people how much money he had made. Now, what he did was, and what the story was that his father worked for WorldCom, and they went out of business, and the family was about to lose everything they had. And here he was, a college student in pre-med. So what he did was he went online, he found out what it was people were purchasing over the internet that was making a lot of money, and he found out that what it was that people were applying for credit cards. And so what he did was he went to the bank and he offered to help them market their credit cards for a fee. And then what he did was he set up a website, and he would put together a splash page or a page with an opt-in page where he would advertise using pay-per-click. And he tweaked his keywords till he built them up to there were 30,000. And part of that's because he's part of the millennial generation that grew up with the knowledge of how to use computers to build a business. But instead of just doing it as an affiliate program online where other people would sign up and help him market the program and earn a commission off of any income he had, he decided to put $250,000 out to make this big info commercial, go to different hotels, pay them for 2 hours in the morning and 2 hours in the evening, and then have this presenter come in and promote people on how they could build, they could go into this business making $1 million a year. And guess what? He sold his program for $5,000. And the thing was, if any one of them would have taken the time to do the research that he did, they could have started the same business for virtually nothing. And all he was going to do was, for those who were willing to pay out the $5,000, he came in the evening and he told them what he was doing. Now, guess what? He was making $5,000 if he sold two, even one a day in each hotel. Then guess what? He made $5,000 a day. And these people had no guarantee that they were going to go out and make that $1 million a year. Because just like the real estate industry where you had people come in and do these presentations telling you how to buy homes for no money down and take and resell them, what was happening was that that was part of the problem with the inflation of homes, so that they were overpriced. And then people who really wanted homes couldn't buy them for a reasonable price, and then they found themselves purchasing homes at a price that were way out of their league, and then and getting mortgages on a home when they really didn't qualify. So it's understanding what you need to do. If anyone can go online and start an online business. The thing is that just like this guy has a system that he was working based on what is going on the internet, then guess what? You can do the same thing. He didn't invent the wheel. He just took what was already out there and made it work for what it was that he wanted it to work for, and which is a system. So what I want to do is discuss with you a little bit about the system and how to make it work for you and build your own business. And the first thing I'm going to talk about is video secrets. And there's certain tactics to having a video. And it's how you say it, because guess what? Why did Google buy YouTube from the original people who started YouTube? Because they knew the potential of video and how it can work for you. Remember how Justin Bieber as a kid went and made a video of himself playing and singing, and then guess what? Usher saw it. And when Usher saw it, he liked what he saw, and he contacted this kid, and look where Justin Bieber is today and the following he has and the potential he has in the long run. So the power of the internet is something that every business has to use and have an online presence no matter what they do. And then the thing is, when you in that video, you have to have keywords or tags. And what you do is you want to promote your name, because guess what? Google owns YouTube. Google owns Google Plus. Google Plus is going to outpace Facebook in the future, because Google is the search engine. And if they see your name and your website more than once on any site that they're on, then guess what? They will send the web crawlers out to your website, and then that will increase your ranking on Google. For the longest time, I was sitting at 10,000 or 15,000 or 20,000. Well, then I jumped up to 250,000, and what that means is that my name shows up between or before 250,000 people on Google. And so the higher your ranking, it's important. So for me, I consciously did this because I was writing articles on eBean articles. I was also post things on Facebook where I would let people know about my radio show or in articles that I've written, and also do the same with Twitter. And every social site that you're on, you can link today. And when you link them and you post something, then it goes to all those sites. That's why it's important to understand how you want to build a business. So you want to put your name, your company name, your website address, because these are things that will brand you. And when you, as you're establishing yourself as a professional by Google, and you want to look at, when you write down the name of the program in the title, then you review and investigate. Does it work? I will mentor you. Top sponsor. Join me and succeed. What these are some things that you need to put in there, because when you use these keywords and people put that into the Google search engines, then guess what? Your name, your website, whatever you have, it's all linked, it all comes together, it all works together. Now, when you want to write a description, you put in the link. You put in the description of the video, you use keywords that are indexed in the search engine, and Also, what you want to write is something like, "The Newbie System is a new home business show that shows you a step-by-step how to make money online. For instance, 98% of people fail online, and that is why the Newbie System is a good way to learn how to build an online business." And then I would put in there something like, "Join the Vitashevsky and learn how to make money online with the Newbie System." What this is free advertising that, and it also starts to brand you through YouTube. Your name and business sets yourself up for success. And what this is it's communication, because proper communication is to build a team online. And what happened was, when the internet has been around since 93 and 94, but not until Web 2.0 was produced and went online, did it improve interaction and communication between people. So that what you also want to look at is not only doing videos, but doing social marketing and doing email marketing. Communication is interaction between people to find common ground. Consistent flow of leads. It also helps you get a consistent flow of leads. And when you communicate and engage with your prospects, you want to create an income stream to create a predictable, consistent income. By contacting prospects, you use email and you also use phone calling. And you treat any business you have as a business. Because guess what? This is what happens. People do not treat their business as a business. They're not spending the time working on it and building it. Guess what? You can use your videos as a way of doing like, "Come and join me and watch my road to success." And as you become successful, then you're showing someone how they can become successful. And guess what? Not only do they watch it, but then they will tell their friends to watch it. Once they tell their friends to watch it, then guess what happens? Then you become known as an expert in your field. So that is how, whatever business you're in, that you can grow it. Okay, now, let's start talking about social marketing. And one thing that you do is you can, social marketing, the two things that we're known about is the Twitter account, is that you need to have, like, a Twitter account. And originally, I had a Twitter account under my pseudonym, which is SUCCOACH, which is actually a abbreviation of Success Coach, because that's what I want to be known as. But you need to use your name, because you want to brand your name and have a Facebook account. And guess what? Every time I do this show and I post anything on this show, then guess what? It's linked to my Twitter account and it's linked to my Facebook account, so that what happens is I can always send information to these accounts, and they will get posted. And also, within Twitter, you can go on Tribes. Tribes is TWIBES. And what happens is you can join groups on Tribes, where what it does is it links to your Twitter account, and it also helps you to grow your business. So what we want to do is, we're talking to you about ways that you can end the cycle of failure. And also, you want to build up your referrals. So this is another avenue that you can use to build up referrals. And let me tell you something. One of the sites that I use is a program called TalkFusion. And this is a software program that allows you to create video that you can use in newsletters, that you can use in emails, that you can use for live broadcasts, that people can go and listen to later because it's saved there. And guess what? One of the things that they're in the process of doing is developing and what they also do is they have an e-subscription form that you can attach to any mailing that you can use to create an opportunity for yourself to generate leads. Because that's the biggest thing we need to do in everything we do is to generate leads, help us build and grow the opportunity. So, there's a bunch of social network groups that you can join. You can go on MySpace. There was a site called Ning, N-I-N-G, that anyone could go on for free and join groups and participate in these groups or also create their own groups. But once they got saturated and people were using them, then what Ning did was they decided to charge the people who were on there and having social sites. So some sites still stayed up free, but others were looking for ways to generate an income because they were already starting to have to pay out. But there's also other things that you can do that can help you build and grow in where you are and what you are trying to do. So, also, here's something that we need to think about. There's solo ads, email marketing, and let me tell you that you can go on to a safe list, which is where everyone joins for free, and then it allows you to send out emails to all members. And there's a bunch of them, like listjoe.com, that you can go to. And what this does is, remember, when you get your ad in front of a lot of people, then what it does is it gives you an opportunity to get your promotion or what it is that you're doing out there. And the more people that see it, then guess what? The more people will be able to use or have the opportunity to see your program. And remember, it's all a numbers game. So the more people you get it in front of, the better option you have. And there are sites that you can go on where, guess what? Now, and that's what solo ads are, because you have to allow them, just like you want everyone to see your opportunity, you have to allow everyone else to send you their opportunity. So you also need to make sure that you have a separate email address, whether you use Google, whether you use Hotmail, whether you use Yahoo, that you want to set up a separate email address for all of these advertisements to come into, because you can get anywhere from 100 to 200 to 300 a day. Because remember, if you're sending out that you want to contact 10,000 people about your opportunity, then you're going to get the same number of people sending out their emails to you just as well. So how are you going to be creating it? You don't want all of these coming in to you on your main email address, because then you become so bombarded that it just shuts it down. So think of all the things that you can do, because remember, what we're doing here is we're talking about a system that can help you build your business online. So, and what you do is when you set up the message, you make sure you have the subject line, and then you can also do cut and paste, but you need to make sure that you're looking at things that are going to help you build or grow. Now, let me go through and tell you about some of the sites. There's one that's Saturn, which is a free solo. You can send free solo ads. There's another one called Super Solos, which is just $6.92 to send out to 110,000 people these emails. And you can go for Mega Solos, which is $7.95 to send out 50,000 people. You can go to First Alerts, where they have 345,000 people, and that one is $98 to do an ad. But you want to make sure that you never spend more than you have, and you want to take the money and reinvest a portion of it. So remember, what you're doing is you may want to stay with the smaller ad first, the cheaper ones that reach as many or more people, because that will give you the opportunity to build and grow your business and your income. Because as you earn income, then you can put more and more money into the solo ads and go for the higher solo ads. So there's also one called Pearl's Wealth, which is $5 to send out to 100 websites, $10 to send out to 300 websites. There's another site called Global Safe List, where you send to both contacts and list email. That is, when you register them, you have one address that's a list email, and then you have another that's a contact email, because one of these is the one that you will get all your emails sent to. And there's and at Global Safe List, it's $8.49 to send, and you send out the same email twice. And Planet Xmail is a way to send out free ads. So these are just some suggestions on some places to go that will help you to build a business, because what you want to do is end the failure. And you want the foundation to make money online to your targeted market, which generates leads. So you need to pick out the amount of time that you want to devote to marketing. And what you want to do is do at least 3 hours per day that you want to devote to internet marketing. And do you want and figure out exactly how much money you want to spend each day. You can go from as little as $5 a day up to $100 a day. And as sales increase, money for advertising increases. For every amount per day spent, you'll see a minimum of 2 times what you spend. So if you spend $50 a day and you get 2 times $50, that comes out to $100. And then you want to build it up to where when you're spending $1,000 per day, you will get back $2,000 a day. And you can do this with solo ads for advertising, video marketing, and then communicate and follow-up and social marketing. When you bring it all together, then you keep repeating yourself. Remember, these are all the things that you do every day to help you build your business. You need to be consistent and make it a priority to put together a 30-day plan. And you may start with as little as $10 a day. And treat internet marketing like a business and also like it's your job. need to, because remember, when you're in a job, you're putting in 9 to 5. Well, what if you're just putting in from, say, 10 to 2, and you're doing $100 a day or $2,000 a day? Well, guess what? You made more per hour, because remember, we are now in, we are no longer in the industrial age. We're now in the information age or the performance age. And performance means that you're putting out, you're getting in more money for the effort that you're putting out. And if people would get to the point where they would change their concept of what a job is today, then guess what? They will put themselves into a position of creating opportunities for themselves. And let me just tell you a little bit. I'm going off it a little bit, but what I want to do is tell you that, remember, years ago, and if once we change our concept of what a job is, that there are jobs today that didn't exist years ago, like a social media manager, because there are many people who don't like to write and don't know how to have a presence on Facebook or Twitter, that they would be willing to pay someone to do this work for them. And on the internet, people can go and write anything about you. So that what you also may want to look at is also being a reputation manager. Because what happens is you can go out there and you can, when someone hires you to do their writing for them, you can go out there and you can put things on Wikipedia and other things that tell people all the good things about them as opposed to the negative things. And the more you put on them, then that will help improve their reputation, because it may not be that that person's a bad person, but that they had, someone had a bad experience with them, and they went and put that out there on the internet, and that became the first thing that people looked at. Now, the last thing I want to discuss with you is when you are setting aside or setting up your day, and you're going to, what you want to do, look at is, say you want to block, you need to block 3 hours per day that you want to set, that you're going to use $50 a day as your advertising budget. Then you want to spend an hour and a half per day doing solo ad advertising. So, and you need to construct and write your own ads. Then you want to spend 30 minutes on social marketing, building relationships. Right there is a 2-hour block. Then you want to spend 30 minutes on communication and follow-up with your prospect. Then you want to do 30 minutes using video. And with that one, I would suggest to people that you use TalkFusion, because you can do your videos, plus you can also be sending out your emails. And when you use video emails, then guess what? You're making a more personal, building that personal relationship with the individual. And here's an address that you go to, and that is talkfusion.com/131-0330. And you can go on there and you can watch a video that tells you exactly what they offer and how you can use their product to build your business. And think about it as something that you are going to do on a daily basis. Every day you block off that period of time and you put aside everything that you want to do. And I want to remind you, you can go to my website, and that website is the1PersonalCareerCoach.com, and you can sign up for personal coaching where we will spend time with you and teach you how to use the internet and build your business.